if you can summarize what the news release says about the transition taking place at the University Golf Course.
Well, I think the most important thing to point out is that the Texas A&M Golf Course is about to be renovated, and as part of that, we have to close operations so that they can move dirt and everything else they need to do. It's been a long time coming. It's been since 73 was the last time it was renovated. It's an old course and needs it.
So what goes into a project like this?
This particular project is going to be virtually a complete change in the golf course. There will be a few holes that may look similar, but the vast majority of it's going to be different. So there's going to be some dirt moving, new irrigation system, new grass. It's going to be just a tremendous addition to the front of the campus.
I've only lived here a couple of years. Stupid question number one, is the golf course open to just university students and employees, or is the public also
open? No, it's always been open to the public.
So I'm guessing this is something that has been talked about by users as well as by staff for a while then.
Correct. This is something that we didn't just pull out of our hats in the last few weeks. It's been a long time coming.
What do players, or better, I guess better phrased, how are players taking the news of having the renovation done?
Well, I think anytime you've got a project this large, reactions run from we don't like it to we think it's the greatest thing in the world. The people who are having to find a new place to play for the next year, at least in the short term, don't want to see it happen. But the people who recognize that the course really needed some improvement are happy to see it.
I noticed in the news release that an Aggie is in charge of the project, of the renovation.
There are a number of Aggies that are involved in it. The architect is an Aggie graduate and is a fairly accomplished architect. And the owner of the company that's coming in and will be managing the course is an Aggie graduate, as well as a number of people associated with his organization.
How big of a deal is that to have, I'm going to guess, that these folks have played the A&M course, and how much does that bring into how they put things together?
I think Aggie pride is a large driving force in why they wanted to be involved in this at all. When it comes down to it, can a non-Aggie company do the same thing? Probably so, but I think pride in their school is a large reason why they're even stepping up to the plate.
The news release also indicates there's going to be some holes built that are going to be for educational and I presume agricultural or maybe golf design research. How unusual is that as a component to a golf course?
In general, that's very unusual. In university settings, it's been done a time or two.
And what's that going to allow the university to, or how's that going to benefit the university?
Well, the current golf instruction is hitting balls into off a driving range, which is a skill but is not golf. Being able to actually go on some holes and play golf allows the students to see that skill in motion. And part of research is one of the complaints with current research is that it's never done in real world circumstances. Allowing them to do some of the types of research that they can do in a real-world circumstance would allow them to use those three holes for testing out grasses, testing out wear patterns, and things of that nature.
we've talked so far pretty much exclusively about the golfing as far as the renovation. Is there going to be any changes to clubhouse and other amenities?
Those are phase two, but they are there are plans to do that. Nothing, no drawings yet for the clubhouse renovation, but that is on the board.
And that's not part of what's going to be done in the next 12 months or so?
It can be if funds are developed to do that. It's a project that can overlap and doesn't take as much time as the turf does.
And that's really the going to your response about the turf having a year off. That's really the reason that you have to have it closed so long is for the turf to take root, isn't it?
Well, you figure you have to have at least 3 months of growing time once you plant. So if you want to open September 1st, you have to plant by June 1st. And then all of the construction has to be completed in time to plant by June 1st. So you back everything up from there. So in, you have a lot of dirt work and a lot of finish work that has to happen. Irrigation needs to be laid. So that's usually a 4 to 9 month process, depending on how much the dirt they move.
And this would be the, on the looking at a calendar, this would be the cycle to do this when the weather would benefit the reconstruction and getting the new grass put in, trying to project the best time to make all that happen?
Correct. Your planting date for grasses in this area would be somewhere between the end of April and the middle of June. So that window is set. We don't have a choice for that. Everything else has to be built around that.
Another question that I'm kind of walking into dangerous territory because I don't know a whole lot about types of turf and so forth, but fairway grass greens going to be the same varieties as they are now?
No, that is one of the things that they're really looking at doing is getting and putting new varieties out there that are the course was planted many years ago when varieties were not as good. There's a lot better grasses available now.
And you essentially have to do a complete overhaul to introduce a new variety, don't you?
Well, no. You could just plant new grasses, but that doesn't address many of the issues that need to be addressed.
Or another way of looking at it, if you're going to make this kind of investment, it's better to really make the investment to do it all one time so you do it right?
That's well said. The number one issue with the current golf course is not the grass, it's the irrigation system. So you couldn't regrass the course right now anyway without replacing the irrigation system. And by the time you've done that, you've done half of what they're going to be doing anyway.
Have I thought of everything that would relate to golfers as it applies to this project?
I think this is going to be a facility that golfers are going to be very pleased with. I think it's going to continue to be playable, but challenging and unique.